Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
It's now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
I don't know where I'm going, but I sure know where I've been. Hanging on the promises and songs of yesterday.
There's a little sing-along going on in here. Actually, the second version of this song. Whitesnake is your artist of the day, your AOTD. Nice and romantic. I never seem to find what I'm looking for.
Hello, Kara Markser.
Hello, Dana Wright.
Guess who has another piano lesson tonight?
Do you?
Yes, I do.
How are we doing with it?
I'm a good student. I listen and I raise my hand. I know.
Is it going well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Good. Have you played for the kids yet?
I play a lot. I need to start managing my lower back. I've been playing so often.
Wow.
It's a lot. I don't want to tell you how long, but it's a lot.
What's going on?
I sit down and it's like gambling. I can't stop.
Look at you.
I mean, we're talking.
You're a piano addict.
We're talking a substantial amount of time that I'm sitting there.
Okay, seriously, how long?
2 hours.
How?
You practice 2 hours a day?
Yeah, it's coming along.
That's impressive. I'm not even mad.
We're going to have to go to a recital.
Oh, you're going to my recital.
Oh, yeah, we'll go to her recital like she went to my Almost Kiss performances.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember what songs I played?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. I remember looking out in the audience. I saw Rod.
Mm-hmm.
Rod was at a couple of my Almost Kiss performances. Remember that, Rod? You were there.
I was there with Devil Horns up.
Yeah, you were. Cara, no?
I want to see your Devil Horns at my piano recital.
Dana, no?
That would be kind of awesome, actually.
Rod, we're going to go. And we're going to wear totally inappropriate t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I could wear my Liberal B t-shirt that I got.
Do you know how much money you could spend on a piano if you wanted to? Because I missed that memo.
Yeah, tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh, no. Rodney, would you like to weigh in here as the father of a very musical son?
Well, here's the thing I've realized.
Higher.
There are certain things in this world. Musical instruments are one of them. Think about guitars, drums, pianos, violins. I don't care what it is. You can spend anywhere from those two numbers could be anything.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea. And so there's one in there for $3,000, and then there's one in there for $6,000. You're thinking, okay.
We lucked out and got a $250 piano that evidently is a really nice one.
Good. There's
and
this
it was
little
somebody
room.
That got a new one.
And you go into the little room, and one of the price tags started with a one, and then the numbers keep going.
Sorry?
$120,000.
I owe less on my house.
Is it gold
and I
plated?
Said,
why?
I said to the guy, does it come with Elton John? I don't know, because to me, and this is my layman's speak here, clearly, a piano's a piano. I mean, I know my 100-year-old one that I practiced on when I was 5 years old is out of tune, but it still plays great. All the keys work.
Yep.
You can sit down and play a song on it.
Yeah. Yep.
So when I saw that, I was just fascinated. But if you...
Did you go touch it?
I did. If you play for the symphony, I'm sure that's the one you want in your symphony. Or if you're Elton John, that's probably the one you want.
Speaking of Elton... How good was it?
It was a 10 out of 10.
See, now the text line says the The music was great. The stage show, not so great. Is that fair?
That is fair, because he sits at that piano for 2.5
but like
hours
the
and
visual,
just shreds it.
The visual was not that great.
No, I mean, there weren't fireworks and fire and pyrotechnics, and he doesn't need that. I mean, I would have said the same thing about Paul McCartney.
Yeah, true.
Sit down and play Golden Slumbers and do your thing, dude. I don't need fire.
But it was a good show.
Oh, God.
Any song you didn't hear last night, you were like, come on, man.
The song that in my soul I always want to hear is Empty Garden, and he does not play that live at any of his shows.
Why not?
Just doesn't. Because he's got a catalog of 10,000 songs he can play.
Yeah, but that's a big hit. That was a big hit, wasn't it?
I don't think it was a commercial smash hit, no. But it's one of my favorites.
You know what I've done lately with the concerts I go to, and I really need to get out of this habit, and I don't think you do this, is I've started, before the shows get to town, I start going through, there's this horrible website called setlist.fm.
Oh, don't do that. It ruins it.
I know. And I've started going through the set list of the shows that I'm going to see.
Like in the city prior.
Well, yeah, like they have all the cities prior.
Oh, here it is.
Keep knocking, he ain't gonna play it. You know, the crazy thing about Elton John is he's so brilliant, he has a great voice, beautiful pianist, does not write his own lyrics.
So he told a story about this last night, Kara, and is huge. I am a huge Elton John fan. I did not realize it was fate that brought him to Bernie Taupin. They've been together.
Him and Bernie Taupin have been like, yeah, for 50 years.
50 years. Do you know how he found the man who writes this beautiful music?
Well, he writes the music. Bernie Taupin writes the lyrics.
It was in a stack of papers. He told this story last night that he wanders in and he says, I can play, I can sing, I can't write the lyrics.
Mm.
And the man said to him, well, stack of papers right here. These are all lyricists. Just pick one. And Elton John said, I pulled an envelope out of a sea of 100 envelopes sitting there. And I got onto the bullet train in England. I didn't even open the envelope. I got onto the train, got settled, opened the envelope, and the envelope I chose was Bernie Taupin.
Listen to
now,
these. Seriously.
What are the odds?
Bernie Taupin is a genius when it comes to writing lyrics. Just listen to this. This is from Someone Saved My Life Tonight, okay? Which I believe
is about someone stopping his marriage.
That's right. Yes. You said that. It was about somebody right before the wedding or something,
yes.
Right? Listen to this. When I think of those East End lights, muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs, prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there. Sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair, and it's one more beer, and I don't hear you anymore. We've all gone crazy lately. My friends out there rolling around the basement floor. Damn!
So he said this is how it works.
And I'm writing songs like raunchy food.
Bernie gives the words, and then he says, I'll sit down at the piano and start plinking it out. He talked a little bit about Daniel, and he said, everyone always asks me, what is Daniel about? What is that song about? And I have to be honest, it's one of my favorite songs. I had no idea. Rod, do you know?
About a kid named Daniel?
He said, I want you to watch the video board, and you will know. Daniel is a soldier, and if I had to guess, it's Vietnam. Mm. All of the images were of a very young soldier. Very, very young. This is pain is pretty, though I've never been. Daniel says it's the best place he's ever seen. Oh, and he should know he's been there enough. Lord, I miss Daniel. Oh, I miss him so much. Now, I always assumed it was about a death.
So good.
I assumed it was about a death. He misses him. I did not connect that it was a war death.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Wow. Yeah.
You learned incredible. All kinds of things, didn't you?
I'm like, thank you, Elton. No, really, thank you, because I was right there. Like, I mean, I'd like to reach out and just say thank you, if you know what I mean.
Hey, if you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Recently, I was driving the Kia Sportage. Man, Kia has really, really improved over the years. And I loved driving the Kia Sportage. It had everything you could possibly want. And more for the money, too. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel. That was fantastic. Apple CarPlay. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you that Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. I'm driving the Subaru Forester now, and it's a fantastic car. And right now at Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
And while I'm away, dust out the demons inside, and it won't be long before you and me run to the place in our hearts where we hide.
You know, seriously, man, not to beleaguer the point, and not to go all let's find the deeper meaning kind of stuff on here, Bernie Taupin is really a brilliant lyricist. And while I'm gone, dust out the demons inside.
Well, and the bigger thing is just the sheer, what are the odds he chose that envelope 50 years ago? They've been together ever since. It's crazy.
Hundreds of millions of reasons why he did.
Right?
Good Lord. Story here from The Pitch that just cleared. Interesting read.
Thank you, Texter.
When Johnson County Community College was about to close its track program, President Joe Sopcich was adamant about keeping the school affordable for single moms and needy students. When the trustees voted to raise tuition by $1 next fall, he said it would save those same students from a punishingly higher increase later. But all that empathy for the poor was apparently thrown into doubt yesterday when Chris Reeves reported overhearing Sopcich say the following to Johnson County Community College trustee Angelina Lawson. Quote,
this was a loud, quote, private conversation in a restaurant.
In Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Quote, no one who goes to JCCC struggles. Show me anyone who struggles at JCCC. I walk the parking lot, and I see a whole lot of very nice cars. Are there, what, 80, 70 poor students? The conversation was overheard in a hotel in Washington, D.C., where Chris Reeves, a Daily Kos community organizer in Overland Park, happened to be sitting nearby. They were attending a national legislative summit meeting at the Association of Community College Trustees. There's a couple more quotes in here down.
Now, let me just say real quick. The president isn't denying saying these things necessarily. What the school has come out today and said is that some of this was taken out of context.
Correct. He went on to say in this overheard conversation, and I quote, according to The Pitch, we are stealing money from property developers, and yes, we should put that on students. It is injustice to do this to developers. Students have to carry their own fair share. What did he say that was wrong? There are nice cars in the parking lot at Johnson County Community College.
Have we not all said things to your husband, to a girlfriend in a restaurant, where you are just letting it out? Have we not all said things that you would not want recorded or transcribed?
Of course.
Of course we have all said things. I have a feeling that's exactly what this is. This is really what he thinks. As the public face of the university, he is a champion of the poor single mom. But privately, quote, in air quotes, privately, he's saying, we don't have a lot of poor kids here. Let's be honest. Now, would he have said that publicly at a podium talking to the student body? No.
Or to the board of trustees? Obviously not. But
it just goes to show your conversation when you're sitting in a lobby bar or restaurant is never private.
True, but let me ask you this. What did he say? The pitch is almost acting like they just caught...
It's grossly politically incorrect to say what he said.
But what he said was
that
true.
We don't have poor kids here.
I mean, it's not like Stan Kramer catching Superintendent Walter Marks chopping wood down in Florida. They didn't get a big gotcha here. This is the president of the Johnson County Community College saying what we all know to be true. Poor kids don't go there.
I totally disagree with you. If you have buckets of money, you're going off to the East Coast to go to college, or you're going to a traditional four-year institution, or you're going to a private college. I do think the kids who go to Johnson County Community College go for one of two reasons. Number one, to get their grades up so they can get into a different school.
K-State, Missouri.
Right?
Yeah.
Or because it is so much cheaper. It is so much cheaper to get your core classes out of the way at a community college.
But where's the gotcha here? I don't understand it. Here's the quote. No one who goes to JCCC struggles.
That's not true.
Show me, well, even if it's untrue, who cares? Show me anyone who struggles at JCCC. I walk the parking lot and see a whole lot of very nice cars. Are there, what, 80, 70 poor students? Now, if your argument is...
It's a comment unbecoming of a university president.
Huh. If your argument is he plays a different character in public than he does in private, you'll get no argument from me.
And most do. Do we not?
Yeah, I think to some extent.
Certainly politicians do.
Yes.
Please.
Yes. And I'll give you one example. Kevin Yoder, who's a full disclosure, personal friend of mine, when he would come on this show, played the most buttoned up, conservative, gotta walk the line, gotta walk. Off the air, I always told him, and I would tell him this in private conversations, you need to be on the air who you are off the air because you're more likable off the air than you are on it.
Every politician is like that.
Yeah, I know. 576-7798. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Karamark, sir.
Mizzou appeals the sanctions from the NCAA. More next.
I've been bragging about Third Love for a year on KMBZ and the Dana and Parks program, but do you know I've been wearing them more than 2 years? I'm up to six of them in my top drawer, ladies, and there's a reason why. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ, take their Fit Finder quiz. I first saw it on Facebook, and I thought, you know what? I really have a hard time finding a comfortable, good fit. With the Fit Finder quiz at thirdlove.com, it makes it so easy. First of all, it takes the awkward measurement in the back room with the nice lady with the tape measure. There's none of that at thirdlove.com. You take this quick, fun, little Fit Finder quiz, and then they will ship your perfect fit to your door. They have the most sizes of any bra brand, cups A through H, bands up to 48, with each size designed specifically for your perfect fit. You can even wear it. Take it home, wear it, try it out. I think they give you 60 days. If you hate it, ship it back. They will send you another one. You won't. Trust me. There's a reason I'm up to six of them in my closet. Go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. Check out the new T-shirt bra. You're going to love it. Get 15% off your purchase today if you go to thirdlove.com/KMBZ. They know there's a perfect bra out there for everyone. They're offering 15% off for you to try it. Thirdlove.com/KMBZ for 15% off today.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. The University of Missouri files a notice of appeal with the NCAA's Committee on Infractions as it begins to fight what it considers overly harsh sanctions for academic misconduct involving a former tutor. The NCAA banned the football, baseball, and softball programs from the postseason for a year and placed the entire athletic department on probation. Athletic Director Jim Stirk said in a statement the NCAA abused its discretion when it handed down the punishment. Special prosecutors will target violent criminals in Kansas City. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt and U.S. Attorney Tim Garrison announced the expansion of the Safer Streets Initiative today. Garrison says most of the homicides, carjackings, and gun crimes are done by a small minority of criminals.
community to know that we're working for them, and because we want these violent, prolific offenders to know that if they choose to pick up a gun and victimize our community, we're going to do our best to incapacitate them.
The AG's office will host a series of meetings over the coming weeks to find out the most pressing needs and problems in Kansas City's neighborhoods. Traffic and weather together next.
You know, what if you could buy a car today, drive it for a year or two, and then when you trade it in, they'll give you 100% of what you paid the first time toward a newer car? That's not going to happen. But it does happen at Diamonds Direct, where if you buy a diamond today, and maybe in a year or two, she wants to trade it in for a bigger one, they will give you not 100%, but 110% of your original purchase price toward the new diamond. So let's say you buy a $5,000 diamond today, okay? And then a year from now, she wants to upgrade to a $6,000 diamond. When you go to trade in that $5,000 original purchase diamond, they'll give you $5,500 for the larger stone. It is a guaranteed 10% appreciation when you upgrade at Diamonds Direct. It is the store we have been waiting for. I'm telling you, Diamonds Direct is a game changer for all of us here in Kansas City, and you need to check it out. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row in Leawood. That's Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row.
Partly to mostly cloudy skies and temperatures continue to drop as a cold front moves through. Man, as promised, it was warmer this morning than it is right now. Still going down through the 30s, the 20s after the sun goes down, 14 in the morning, setting the stage. That's why we have a winter weather advisory from 7 until midnight on Saturday. Periods of snow, still, I think, accumulating 3 to 5 inches, the heaviest coming in the mid-morning to early afternoon hours, and then continuing at least through the evening commute, so that could slow it down a little bit. A high temperature only about 20, wind chills in the single digits, plus 8 to 27, most of Saturday looking dry, but another chance of snow with another one or two on top of that. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
The temps keep dropping. It is now 28 degrees at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our news, 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes. Yes. Telephone number as always, 576-7798. It's all I'm good at. Students at a British university are outraged after photos emerged of the school's dodgeball team wearing shirts with anti-Semitic messages on it.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
What? That's true.
Any other questions?
Oh, my God!
Now, okay. Wait. Is this an actual, like pickup game? Or, like, in grade school, you know, you have dodgeball?
Coventry University's dodgeball team has been suspended.
They have a team? Like an actual team?
Coventry University's dodgeball team.
Wow. Okay.
Has been suspended after the photos surfaced on Wednesday. The pictures feature at least two male teammates, dodgeballers, wearing white T-shirts with swastikas drawn on them.
Oh, my God.
And phrases such as, Judas is a sellout, and, quote, the Jews deserved it. The photo, this is in England, by the way.
Oh, my God.
This is in England. The school issued a statement about the incident announcing that the dodgeball team had been suspended and condemning any hateful acts on campus.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
We do not tolerate anti-Semitism or any form of hate crime, said a spokesman. We are deeply concerned about this matter. We are investigating and we will take disciplinary action against any student of the university who is involved. Anti-Semitism continues. I have no idea what the problem is with this world. I truly do not.
It's horrible. I can't even go there. And I'm also still trying to figure out why a school would have a dodgeball team, but I guess why wouldn't they? Schools have Quidditch and bowling and badminton and, you know.
Is bowling not a sport?
Yes, bowling is a sport.
You're about to find out.
Ask the women in Nebraska. You know they have some like crazy championship bowling team?
In Nebraska?
I think it was Nebraska. It was on Real Sports a couple months
ago. They got a volleyball team.
Schools offer a variety of rec sports.
Oh, now it's just a recreational sport. Yes. It's like a game.
Well, that's what I was asking about dodgeball. Is this rec or is this like a school sanctioned, like KU basketball, but it's dodgeball?
I would imagine it's kind of like KU basketball, but I don't think 16,300 people show up to watch. But
let
Dana,
me see, does KU have dodgeball? I'm looking it up.
You know what they say?
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
That's right. True words have never been spoken.
It is a student-run organization, and they play every Thursday night.
Do they challenge other universities in kind?
I don't know.
Could we go see KU versus Baker University?
Oh, wait, sorry. KU is Keene, as in Keene, New Jersey. So if you want to play dodgeball, you have to go to the KU in Keene, New Jersey.
So the University of Kansas does not have its own dodgeball program.
The result that I got was from Keene.
Keene. I see. Got it. Amazon, did you hear about this? Amazon is ditching its plans to build its new headquarters in Queens, New York, after fake... Now, you may be saying to yourself, why are they backing out of Queens, New York?
Yeah, and will they come back here?
25,000 jobs. Some of them high-paying. This is a headquarters. Amazon is ditching its plans to build a new headquarters in New York after facing backlash from members of the community.
Saying not up in here?
That's right. Says Jody Seth, an Amazon spokeswoman, after much thought and deliberation, we have decided not to move forward with our plans to build a headquarters for Amazon in Long Island City, Queens. In the statement, Amazon noted that, quote, a number of state and local politicians, including a federal politician, AOC, have made it clear that they oppose our presence and will not work with us to build the type of relationships that are required to go forward with the project. The project, by the way, would have brought in 25,000 new jobs. Who in their right mind would oppose Amazon's second headquarters in their city?
What the cities did, including Kansas City,
Missouri. That's right.
To try and woo, that's 2 days in a row, by the way, if you're counting.
Nice job.
To try and woo Amazon to this city.
Yes.
I'm still mad we didn't get picked.
I remember Sly James put together a very nice video.
Yes.
And I'm sure they had an equally nice proposal, a visual proposal, and could not get Amazon to come and put HQ2 in Kansas City, Missouri. The complaint in Queens was that it would raise property values. For the love. If it raises property values, build it in Roland Park and I'll sell next year, I promise.
You then price out from that point forward anyone else wanting to move in. That's the downside of high property values.
No, you don't, because the market dictates what you can charge. If you're charging too much that would prevent anybody from moving in, you would have to
lower your price. But I'm guessing in Queens, they want to keep a relatively, by New York standards,
relatively affordable
borough. And if this comes in, they probably did cost analysis studies, which they should have done, 6 months ago.
Which they did. The mayor and the governor both wanted it in Queens. The argument being from people like Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, or whatever her name is, and other local officials, was that it was going to make housing prices too high. Well, guess what? If I own the house,
I'm thrilled.
Jack it up. I'm selling. I promise. And then I'll move to wherever. I don't care. Idiots.
Haven't you heard the, and it seems like the opposite argument most people would make, but it's not. When it comes to the, is it the gentrification of the neighborhoods? So you have these neighborhoods that are, you know, once downtrodden, okay? And mm-hmm. New York's a great example.
Sure.
Once was the place that, like, why would you live there? And then all of a sudden something happens. There's a tipping point, and it becomes hip.
Downtown Kansas City is a prime example.
A huge example. What would real estate have cost you 20 years ago somewhere downtown next to an abandoned law office? Like nothing, right?
50 grand to buy a loft.
And then it becomes hip to move in there.
Now, to buy a
and
loft.
And now no one can afford to move downtown.
Do you know what a two-bedroom loft in downtown Kansas City costs?
For one of the nice ones?
And I know because Zach Burns, who used to do the Midday Show, lived downtown.
Yeah.
And I went to his loft.
Okay, what were they paying? He was in the River Market.
He was in the River Market.
$1,500.
No, no. It wasn't for rent. He bought it.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, guess. You're buying a two-bedroom loft.
In the River Market.
In just downtown Kansas City.
$140,000.
Oh, that's so low.
Really?
Yes.
How much? I have no idea.
$225,000.
Wow.
The same building, you probably could have paid that amount and bought the entire building.
Correct.
25 years ago.
Correct. Whoever was sitting on that property and held on to it, thank you, Grandma. You know what I mean?
I mean, serious. Why would a city, can you imagine, and I'm not equating Queens to the inner city in Kansas City or Indianapolis or St. Louis or whatever, but Queens is not Manhattan. Can we agree on that?
I don't know what's hip and what's not hip anymore.
Okay. Queens is certainly working class. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Or was, yes.
Okay. Can you imagine, let's say for, I'm trying to think of an example here in town. Let's say Independence, Missouri.
Okay.
Which is a working class community for the most part, right? I mean, certainly has some higher end neighborhoods, but for the most part, Independence or Raytown or crime free Grandview, those are working class neighborhoods. Can you imagine? Let's take Grandview for example, because I know that better because Rod lives there. Can you imagine if Grandview had the opportunity to get Amazon's HQ2 and turned it down because it might mean that the price of the houses would go up? Rod would be thrilled if Amazon's HQ2 moved into to Grandview. Because I guarantee you this, he and Tabitha would then sell their house to some moron who got hired by Amazon to work at HQ2 and was being brought in from Baltimore or wherever, we don't know, and would buy their house for $350,000, and then Rod would move to Johnson County or up to Liberty or out to Lee's Summit or somewhere else. And he would say, bye. Thank you, Amazon. But no. Queens and the local officials there, including Congresswoman AOC, said they didn't want it. They didn't want Amazon. So Amazon, after being told, you're not wanted here anymore, picked up their stakes, folded their tent, and they left. Idiots. 576-7798.
Dana right here for CM Mose and Son. What are you waiting for? Give my guys at CM Mose and Son a call. Saw them yesterday. They came out to the live remote in Liberty. And they've been busy, as you can imagine, since our last big power outage event in Kansas City. Call them now. They will put a Generac Home standby generator outside of your home. The big one. The one that will keep the power on. All of the lights on. Not just your refrigerator. Not just your heater. It will continuously provide power to your home in the event of an outage sometime down the road. You'll be so glad you have one when you need it. Call my guys at CMOs and Son now. They're offering that free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at more than $700 on all qualifying Generac generator units. 816-781-4707 to get in on that deal. 816-781-4707 or CMOsandSon.com.
Baby making music right there.
You feel like I feel, baby,
let's get it on.
Come on,
Let's get it on. Ah, the great Marvin Gaye.
Okay, one funny text that just came in, and I hadn't thought about this. They said one byproduct of New York backing out of this HQ2 deal, if you want to laugh at billionaires, is that all of the top executives who had the inside information that they were going to choose New York,
Queens in particular,
went in and started buying up property in anticipation that that would be quite the investment in a year or two. Mm. They are now stuck with the property that was expensive to buy and might go up in value, but probably will not go up within that same ratio they were expecting based on the information that they enjoyed
that,
having.
That large, loud F word you heard today.
Correct.
That actually came.
Anyone who bought property.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do.
I got a great idea. Oh, really? What?
That's kind of funny.
I got word that Amazon's going to build in Queens. That's where HQ2 is.
Don't tell anyone, Martha Stewart.
We're going to buy up the whole place.
Yeah.
Blah! Yeah, that large F-bomb came from every investor in Queens and from Albany, New York.
Yeah.
From the mouth of Andrew Cuomo. Carlos in the Northland. Carlos, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi,
it's going
good.
Really well, buddy. Thanks, man.
Fantastic. Yeah. One of the quick and easy reasons that these people didn't want that because of the increased property value is because they've been living there for years and years and years, generations even. They're not interested in selling their properties to get out, get rich and get out. And, but they are stuck with the increased property taxes.
Yeah.
It's just like when parents, we want to have a school bond pass so that our kids can enjoy the different activities that these bonds would pay for, music programs, sports programs. Well, all the people that have lived there for forever and are of a certain age don't want to pay more taxes because it's not beneficial to them specifically. And so all these people in Brooklyn, they don't want to pay more taxes because of higher property values because they're not going to sell their house.
Well,
so ultimately, they get no gain out of it.
Right. And someone said, Carlos, someone said the average property taxes in Queens right now are so high that the, quote, average family can barely afford just to pay those.
But let me ask you both something. And I'm all for the I love where I live. I love my house. You know, this is where my family grew up. My kids lived here. But if somebody, honest to God, Carlos, and you live in the Northland, Danny, you live in Leawood. I live in Roland Park. If somebody came to me and said, I am going to give you, I am willing to pay you cash up front, double what you ever paid for this house, I don't care how many great memories I have. I don't care that my dog lived there. I don't care that my mom stepped foot in there. I don't give a hot red damn. I'm out.
The difference is, Mark, is remember.
My name's Scott.
Like Jamie, sorry, Scott. I listen all day. I'm on the road all day, so I apologize, Scott.
No.
The difference is like Jamie said, these people are already facing high values.
Yeah.
So for them to sell,
even
if they turn around and buy something else, they have to travel quite a ways in order to find something that they can afford.
Well, and you, Carlos, you bring up a good point because the argument could also be made, and I'll be able to play the devil's advocate here for a second. Yes, these are their homes. Maybe there is an emotional attachment to the home. It also may be very close to where they work.
Queens County has one of the median highest property taxes in all of the United States. I'm going to say that again. Queens County has one of the highest median property taxes in all of the United States. The average is almost $3,000.
You know what I've always wondered, and I know we got to get out of here, but what I've always wondered about places like New York, Los Angeles, et cetera, is how is it that these cities with all of these people, and by all of these people, I don't just mean the residents, the people that live there, but with all of the tourists that come, millions and millions of people flock to New York every single year.
Yeah.
Okay? They pay taxes on the hotels, sales taxes, because they have to eat out everywhere and buy tickets to go see
it's
everything and anything
just to
they
go.
Want. Yeah, going to New York is not cheap. Everything you buy has a sales tax on it in New York. How is it that that city even has a poor neighborhood? Honest to God. It's like the Central America. You have nothing but beautiful coasts. How are you poor? You live in heaven. We live in Kansas. There's no beach, and nobody comes here. Yet we somehow still make it. Bad management. We got to run on behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock. My good friend and co-host, Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, snow is back in the forecast. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want three things. You want comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Recently, I was driving the Kia Sportage, and man, I'm telling you, Kia has made some incredible improvements over the last few years. Every Olathe Kia comes with a lifetime warranty, and man, they have gadgets too. Kia has more for the money. Heated and cooled seats, panoramic sunroof, heated steering wheel, Apple CarPlay, and right now at Olathe Subaru, because I'm driving the Subaru Forester, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Safety? Okay, let's touch on that. Subaru and Kia are some of the safest cars around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.